Hi guys, and welcome to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. I'm Casey Hyman. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about something cat-related. We'll cover the various breeds, safety and health topics, and those quirky habits that make our cats so hilariously unique, as well as how to correct problem behaviors. This week, you'll learn how to wean a kitten. We'll discuss how to help mom with the process to make it easier on her, or if she's not around, the safest way to help the babies transition from formula to solid foods. I'm grateful to you, my listeners, because you allow me to do what I love. So let me know how I'm doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod and Twitter at Kitten K Pod. You can also find the show on YouTube. Just do a search for the Whole Kitten Caboodle. If you enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. It may seem trivial, but it really does help. If you'd like to monetarily support the show and local shelters, you can do so on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod. You can also make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. Should you encounter a behavior problem with your cat that requires my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com. You'll find my rates on the consultation page, as well as an informational packet outlining behavior basics that you can download for a small fee. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can listen to the Whole Kit and Caboodle on most major podcast directories. A few episodes ago, we talked about what to do if you found a litter of orphaned kittens. We looked at how to best assess their situation and react accordingly to help them, as well as how to bottle feed neonatal babies when mom was unable to return to care for them. Now we're going to look at the process of weaning those kittens. If mom is around, it'll be much easier, but there are still some things that you can do to make the transition smoother for everybody. Weaning may not seem like a big deal, but it can actually be a dangerous process for the kittens. If it's done too soon, too quickly, or incorrectly, the baby's life could be in danger. Too often, kittens fade away during the weaning process because they become malnourished without their owners realizing it. Honestly, I wonder if this may sometimes be the underlying cause of fading kitten syndrome. Let me give you a personal example. A few years ago, during an abnormally cold September, I found a small kitten crying outside my window in the middle of the night. I've cared for a lot of older kittens over the years, but my practical experience with newborns was quite thin at that time. This one didn't look quite that young, but I still called an emergency vet to ask what to do. Based on my description of him and how I found him, she guessed him to be around 6 weeks old and that it should be safe to offer him canned kitten food. Turns out it wasn't. The kitten, I named him Diego, showed little interest, and he started to become sluggish. Thankfully, I was able to get an in-person vet appointment for him the next morning. I was then informed that he was closer to 4 weeks old and should still be on kitten formula, and he was sluggish because he had no mom to care for him in the cold and probably hadn't eaten for a couple of days. I bought what I needed after that vet appointment and offered Diego KMR instead of canned food. He perked up after about a day and decided on his own that he was ready to wean at around 8 weeks. He started later than some kittens due to the fact that he was small and needed to recover from his ordeal outside. He's now a happy, healthy, and quite large 3-year-old fluffy baby who likes to chew on my fleece pants. So as you can see, it's very important to learn all you can ahead of time to make sure the transition from nursing or bottle feeding to solid foods and water goes well. I'll give you as much information as possible, but if at any time you're unsure or feel uncomfortable about anything that happens in your unique situation, don't hesitate to speak with your vet. He'll help you every step of the way. So some of you are probably wondering about the timeline for weaning. Truth is, there isn't one. Not really. The general consensus is to never try it before 4 weeks old, and it should be completed by 12 weeks old. But the rule of thumb is to do it only when a kitten shows they're ready for it. Some will move forward sooner, while others may prefer to linger a little longer. How you approach weaning will also depend on if the mom cat is around and able to feed her babies. If she's not, then you'll need to put in some extra work. But let's start with the easier of the two scenarios first. For kittens with a mom who's able to feed and care for them, chances are good you won't have to do much of anything. She'll instinctively know what to do and when by watching her litter's behavior and moving forward accordingly. When they're ready to transition away from nursing and become more independent, they'll begin to try to eat her food, often to the point that she'll have to push them away. Weaning doesn't happen overnight, though. The entire process takes a few weeks. During that time, the baby should still stay with mom as much as possible. Taking a kitten away too early can have a negative impact on her health and socialization skills. Besides being their first source of food, mom is also their first teacher. She still needs to guide them along with all they need to know to be an adult cat. Playing, using the litter box, eating, interacting with other cats, and a plethora of other life skills. That said, anybody with kids can tell you how exhausting it is to be in go mode all the time. Mom will still need a chance to rest. Again, she'll probably figure out how to do this for herself and you won't have to intervene to help wean the kittens. But if mom appears overwhelmed, you can assist her by keeping the baby separate from her for a couple of hours at a time once or twice a day. Make sure the space has a litter box and water bowls. This will help the kittens get used to not being around their mother and encourage them to explore their surroundings, while at the same time giving mama a chance to get some sleep. Another indication that a kitten is ready to start weaning is when you see her premolars begin to emerge. These are the molars closest to the front of the mouth. Three on each side of the top row of teeth, and two on each side of the bottom jaw. They'll break through at around 5 weeks of age. Keep in mind, though, that some kittens may need more time if they have health issues or are considerably smaller than is considered typical for their age, like Diego was. If you're bottle feeding, you may notice the kittens begin to chew and bite on the bottle. That's also usually a pretty good sign that they're ready to wean, as it generally means they're healthy enough to transition to regular food. Whatever the situation, use your best judgment and follow the kitten's lead. Should you notice any change in the baby's health or energy levels during the process, immediately step back to bottle feeding or nursing. And if anything seems out of the ordinary, talk to a vet. Now that you know the signs a kitten is ready to begin weaning, we'll talk about what you need to do to help her through the transition. Whether the baby has been bottle fed or nursed on mama, the process is generally the same. So we'll go over those steps in the second half of the episode. Hi listeners, Casey here. I want to take a minute to let you know about another way that you guys can help support me and the work that I do, podcast memberships. While I'm open to relevant sponsorships, I prefer to keep this podcast ad-free while also keeping it free to listen. Unfortunately, running a podcast is not free, and neither is hosting a website. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can sign up for a monthly or yearly podcast membership. Members will get 2 extra episodes every month. Sometimes it'll be stories about my kitties, member stories, or cat-related news I find while perusing the internet. You'll also get exclusive access for a members-only Discord, where you can chat with me and with each other, and access to my private cat videos on TikTok. And while I keep rough episode transcripts available for free to improve accessibility, members can download cleaned-up versions, kind of like a mini info packet for that particular topic. Membership costs only $7.99 a month, about the cost of most streaming services these days, or $95.88 for a full year. To join up, hop over to my website, positivecatitudebehaviors.com, and click on the membership tab. Payment is handled through PayPal for added security, and at no point do I have access to your payment information. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. Now, let's get back to the episode. Some people have asked me if weaning a kitten is ever as simple as simply setting down some wet food and watching them figure it out on their own. If you're very lucky and have a very healthy kitten, it might be that way. But chances are you'll have to help the baby along, so I don't recommend trying it. The kitten will be better off if you guide her. The first step is to get the right supplies. Just as you needed certain items to bottle feed the babies, you also need specific things to wean them. Stock up on canned food and make sure it says kitten. Normally, I'm not too finicky about food labels for adults, but when it comes to the babies, special food is a must. Kitten food has higher calorie, fat, and protein values that the little ones need to grow up big and strong. Side note, when a cat gets old or sick and loses her appetite, vets often recommend feeding kitten food to make sure they get enough nutrition despite eating less. Wet food is also the best place to start because of the water content, which will help them stay healthy and hydrated until they catch on to drinking water on their own. Despite that, some kittens will want to jump straight into dry food. That's okay as long as you pick a good, healthy kitten kibble. It's almost impossible to find anything without corn, so your best bet is Royal Canin Mother and Baby Cat dry food, the kind that says for newborn kittens and pregnant or nursing cats on the bag. If your local stores don't carry it, you can find it on Amazon. Regardless of whether you go with canned or dry food, don't forget to pick up some shallow food dishes that will allow the kittens to easily access the food. If you can't find any, a plastic or paper plate will achieve the same end. Now that you have your supplies, you want to mix up a slurry. It won't look very appetizing, but trust me, the kittens don't care about presentation. In fact, chances are this step will get quite messy, so have some paper towels and wipes handy and have fun with it. To make the slurry, mix the kitten canned food with some formula. This will help them recognize the taste, but more importantly, it'll ensure the baby continues to get all the nutrients she needs as she transitions away from just formula. It's best to warm it up a bit, but don't make it too hot. Drop a dollop on your wrist to make sure it's lukewarm, like you would to check the temperature of a human baby's bottle. Don't mix a lot at any one time, enough to get through the feeding, plus a bit extra just in case the kitten is more hungry than expected. Now you can test to see if the kitten is ready to try solid food by putting a bit on your finger or a spoon and offering it to her. If she nibbles at it, see if she'll take some of the food from the bowl or plate. This is where things will get messy. Kittens often play with the food in the beginning, usually batting at it or walking in it and trailing it around the room. Be patient with her. Remember, she needs to get used to the idea that this stuff is food and not a toy, and that she needs to eat it differently than she does from the bottle. She'll get the hang of it eventually. Don't force her face into the bowl, as that could cause her to inhale some of it and develop pneumonia. After feeding, wipe the kitten down until she's clean. Don't forget to keep her warm as she dries off. She can snuggle with mom and her litter mates in bed, or you can wrap her up in a blanket for a little while. During the next 2 or 3 weeks, the baby may still want to latch onto a bottle or her mother. Don't force her away from the instinct and go with the flow. This is a process and not an overnight one. Move too fast and it could lead to behavior problems later on. Remember to weigh the kitten throughout the weaning process. If her weight drops or stagnates, you may have to alter your strategy. Depending on your situation, that may involve offering a bottle more often, trying a different method of eating, or scaling back to kitten formula completely. Within a couple weeks, the kitten should be eating confidently on her own. When she reaches this stage, it's time to introduce water. Keep it in a small dish, no deeper than 2 inches, so as not to pose a safety hazard for the baby. She'll have to adjust to drinking water as she did with eating the slurry, so again, be patient. She'll catch on within a few days. At the same time, you can try introducing dry kitten kibble. Mix it with water to soften it first, and you can gradually decrease the amount of water you use until she's eating kibble completely dry. Remember to keep track of her weight and supplement with formula, or let her nurse on mama if needed. Each kitten will progress on her own time, but this is generally how it goes. Weeks 4 to 6, give wet food mixed with formula to form a slush. Supplement with formula if the kitten is not taking to the new food to make sure it gets enough calories. Weeks 6 to 7, the weaning kitten should start to nibble on the kibble, slightly moistened with water. Weeks 7 to 8, by now the kitten weaning process is complete and they should be eating all solid food. Once your kitten is weaned, keep feeding her kitten-specific food until she's older than 12 months. She'll do the majority of her growing during that first year, and then you can switch her to normal adult food. Much like bottle feeding kittens, weaning them is its own adventure. Have some fun with it and enjoy the time you spend guiding the babies towards healthy, happy adults. It can be a tough process, but it's well worth the effort. Thanks for listening to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. You can find more episodes of the show on most major podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me out more than you know. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to get in touch via social media. Don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Kit and Caboodle Pod, Twitter at Kit and K-Pod, and YouTube at The Whole Kit and Caboodle. Don't forget, you can also support me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod and make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. If you require my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com, on the consultation services page. You can also sign up for podcast membership via the membership tab. I'll see y'all next time.